heartbreak could it be, huh? Nancy, you picked a goodie. Color my world with love. Why not? 1:22, the night sound. Coming on strong. And don't forget Jim Reed, a player on Ouija Championship Music Team, will be along to help you burp after your Thanksgiving din today. 3 to 7. Thanksgiving afternoon from WDGY. Where the hits keep on coming. Such a Egypt met yesterday to discuss troop withdrawals, but Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir says Egypt and Syria may be preparing to resume the war. She says weapons lost by the Arab nations while fighting Israel have been replaced by the Soviet Union. WDGY time is 1:25.
Here's another Minnesota Crime Watch burglary quiz. Minnesota Crime Watch, Governor's Commission on Crime Prevention and Control.
Oil boycott by Arab nations is having an effect on the politics of Japan. The Japanese government says it will reconsider its relations with Israel unless the Jewish state withdraws from Arab territories occupied in the 1967 Middle East War. Ralph Nader and six scientists are questioning the president's plan to encourage the development of nuclear power sources. They say Nixon has failed to consider the long-term effects of nuclear power, and say he may place the energy crises with a radioactive crisis. Common problem dating back to the days of cave people threatens to delay the spacewalk scheduled by the Skylab astronauts. The pilots found mildew last night on the garments they wear under their space suits. On the home scene, WDGY has been advised. House leaders say a special legislative subcommittee will study problems at the Stillwater State Prison in a hearing December 1 at the state capitol. Representatives Bill Quarin of Rochester and Helen McMillan of Austin say prison officials would first be called and then they would like to speak to some of the inmates. Two guards were wounded in recent knifings and three inmates died of apparent suicides in recent incidents. Prison officials blame the troubles on drugs smuggled into that institution. Attorney General Spanish says Minnesotans should contact his office if they want refunds from Market Development Corporation. The company is an Ohio-based mail order group which has advertised free vacations and other prices for a contest. Spanish says Ramsey County District Judge Ranald Hatchie could find no contest and said the vacations were only lures to get people to look at real estate. Minnesota DFL Chairman Hank Fisher says the party will disclose its contributors as soon as the clerical work is done. Fisher charged that Republicans never intend to tell the public who gives them money. Earlier, GOP Treasurer Robert Stassen chided Democrats for talking about but doing nothing to reveal where they have been getting their money. WDGY Sports Reports go for Coach Cal Stoll, says he will use injured sophomore quarterback John Loing or senior Gil Fash when Minnesota hosts Wisconsin Saturday. Injured freshman quarterback Tony Dungy has been given the okay to work out, and defensive end Steve Neils is expected to play in the Big Ten finale with a cast on his right hand. Yesterday, the Gophers were forced indoors for the first time this year. Both the offensive and defensive units went through drills without pads against simulated Badger formations. Middle guard Tim Larson of River Falls, Wisconsin, has been named the most valuable player on the St. Olaf College football team this season. Larson's teammates voted him that honor. Ouija Land weather. Partial clearing through the mornings. Traces of snow this afternoon. Low this morning in the low 20s. High this afternoon, low 30s. Friday warming into the 30s. Our skies are partly cloudy. Michael reporting 31 degrees.
The music's on us on WDGY. Minneapolis.